You're listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show on the Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. Dr. Brenner was selected as a top dentist by the Connecticut Magazine, recognized by Continental Who's Who as a top dentist for Connecticut for her role as an owner and dentist at Bethany B. Brenner, DMD, LLC, and for her outstanding of obtaining her mastership in Disclusion Time Reduction, DTR. She is the fourth person in the world to receive this title. But this show is about your sleep. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. You can also visit burlingtondentist.com. Now, Dr. Brenner. Good Saturday morning to you and welcome to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I am Gary Byron. Bethany is a dentist over at the Burlington Dentist. You can find a wealth of information on her website, theburlingtondentist.com. Very easy to remember when you're in Burlington and you're a dentist. And your website is The Burlington Dentist. That's got to be one of the easiest websites that we talk about here on the weekend, regardless of the show. You can email her at drbrennerradio@gmail.com. And just, it's Dr. Brenner, two N's there. Drbrennerradio@gmail.com. And most importantly, pick up the phone, give her a call. Not right now, because we're doing the show. But when the show is over, anytime today, the rest of the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, call her. Even if it's not you that may have the sleeping disorder, it could be somebody that you're laying next to. 860-673-7155. 860-673-7155. And by the way, if you missed any of those points of contacts, no need to worry. I'm going to repeat it at least two more times before the show is over. Well, good morning, Doc. It is great to see you.
It is.
How was your week? How have you been?
Busy as usual.
You're always busy. Every time I ask you that.
You say that every time, and it's like, my gosh, you should follow me around.
Oh, believe me, I'm busy. I'm busy enough with following myself around.
Exactly.
You know, so,
yeah.
But what did you do? Like, is your work? Are you in a routine? Is it the same thing week after week, or is it different every week?
It's different every week.
That's good
because people bring in different issues.
Sure.
Okay? So I see a variety of patients. I mean, I don't just do sleep. I'm not. I specialize in it, but I do a variety of other things like facial aesthetics. We do hair loss treatment, which works extremely well.
Hair loss.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You don't have a problem.
Well, all men have an issue, right?
Well, they can, but women have it too. And so losing
even worse for women. I know. That's sad.
It's really hard. And I had a lady that she was in the hospital for 3 weeks. She had an illness and her hair started falling out 3 months later and she was totally panicked. So she called me and we got her right in and I said, you know, this will definitely help. She's beyond thrilled because it takes 4 visits, 1 month apart, and we're using peptides. And peptides are very interesting. I don't know if you've heard of peptide treatment.
I've heard of Rogaine, minoxidil, finasteride,
yeah.
Or something like that.
None of those. We're not using chemicals. These are peptides. So we use an ultrasonic technique, very much like when you get your teeth cleaned, on the scalp, and we can stimulate the hair follicle to grow the hair. And it works. It works amazingly.
All right. So you say no chemicals, which is great. I like hearing that. That's not taboo to me. But what's going to be more effective? Look at both. Look at the pros and cons to each. What's quicker? What's more effective? What's more long-lasting?
I will tell you that the minoxidil for most doctors, they give them to them, so they take the pill. I have people that come in that are allergic to the minoxidil, don't like the side effects of the drugs that they've taken. They're looking for an alternative and something more holistic, okay? There's no side effects to this. Now, I can't do it for everybody. There are certain conditions that we can't treat, but we go over that in a consultation, and there hasn't been one person that didn't grow hair. not one. It's freaking amazing. And it's not painful. It takes about an hour to do the head.
Wait, it's a procedure?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was...
No, we sit there. Like I said, we have to put the peptide on the scalp. And then
so you shave their head?
No. Mm-mm. We go right down in between all the hair that's there. So, and we then use a tool that does ultrasonic, and it helps drive the serum into the scalp, into the hair follicles. And then we do it again in another month. And I tell most people...
The same procedure?
Yeah, it's the same procedure. And they can then do it after we're done with those first four visits and we see the hair growing. We'll do it again every 6 months after that just to keep stimulating those hair follicles. It's amazing.
All right, I don't want to get off the beaten path. There's a whole bunch of things that I want to talk about with you this morning. I didn't think there was a cure for baldness. I always thought that those drugs that I mentioned were just, making money on this.
So if you're completely bald and you're growing no hair, the hair follicle is dead. I can't rejuvenate it.
Okay.
So you have to do this before you completely...
When you're balding.
Probably.
Yeah. Or receding.
Or thinning. Right.
Why then, why have I only heard of the three drugs that I mentioned and not these peptides? Why isn't that getting more headlines?
You can go to my website and read all about it.
Well, there you go. That's really the answer.
Yeah. It's really fun. And it's, like I said, it's not painful. It's not invasive. It's really just stimulating those hair
Is it covered by insurance?
No.
Oh, this is out of pocket.
Yeah.
Do you treat more women than men?
Actually, about 50-50.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
50-50. But the wives are finding me. They're trying to help their husbands out. It's hilarious.
All right. So you said there's a few treatments a month apart, three or four?
We do four.
Okay.
How
long does it take? Everybody's expecting a miracle, right?
Right. So
I'm
going to
have a full head of hair in 6 months.
So the hair has to grow, right? And hair grows the rate that it's going to grow for each person. Like my hair grows about a half an inch a month. I'm sure yours does too, because we're healthy, right? So some people.
I thought it was even more than that. See, I'm like, every time I see you, I'm getting a haircut. Sorry.
I know, and I need one, so so that's why I put the hair behind the ears when it gets too long.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that's been around for a few years, and it's called TED.
How's he been, by the way? Tell him I was asking about it.
So if you go and Google TED hair treatment, you can find it. I didn't think I'd ever do that, but... I had some patients that were asking me questions about it. And then when the opportunity arose, I was like, yeah, why don't we do this? Because for me, this is so easy. And I understand, skin. And I mean, my sister was an esthetician. So, for the last 30 years, she's been feeding me information. We talk about stuff all the time. And so, and then I got a pixel peel and machine, and it's a laser. And it's that little other side of things, I want to say it's the fun way to come to the dentist. Because everybody's not, it's not a fear thing. It's right. Kind of like a fun thing.
Yeah.
And they get a nice result. And they start seeing it by the month three or four.
That was my next question. When do you start to finally see the results?
So this lady who was actually losing her hair in bunches, I said to her, the first treatment will stop the hair loss, okay? But we also need to then get her on some supplements because she had been ill. With guys, I usually say, have you had your testosterone checked? Okay. Ladies who understand childbirth, like our hair is great while we're pregnant, and then it starts to fall out after we have the baby. So, and women are going, what the heck? It's like your hormones changed, right? So as they start to go through menopause, you'll see ladies that their hair will change. And then you'll see them in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and the hair is getting thinner for some. So, but we can treat the women just like we can the men. And I have a woman who's in menopause, and she's like freaking out because her hair is getting thinner. And I just saw her yesterday, and she's thrilled. She's beyond thrilled. And her husband's liking the results as well. So it's we see it, because it starts the little baby hairs, and we can see the little baby hairs. So, yeah.
But to get to the point where it's a full head of hair, how is that a full year maybe?
Well, it has to grow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
at about a half an inch a month, approximately, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a quarter inch, depending on your body health. But the funny part is, the guys, because it's not usually on the top of the head, they can't see up there.
All right.
So they're asking their spouse,
mirrors?
Could you look and tell me, is it coming in? So the wives are all happy. So, yeah.
Get a mirror.
It's hard.
A mirror. While you're looking in the mirror,
yeah,
I think
you
if
need
you
a
hold
mirror.
The mirror. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Switching gears a little bit, I want to talk about the parasympathetic state. When first of all, what helps us get into a parasympathetic
state? So let's talk about what that is versus sympathetic.
Okay.
Okay? Because we've referenced that in other talks that we've done. So sympathetic is fright or flight. Okay? That's where we're running from the saber-toothed tiger, I like to say. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's our anxious, we're nervous, we're stressed, we're maybe in depression, we're eating like crazy because we're like we have to fix our nerves. And then people will call it something like that. To parasympathetic, which is resting, deep sleep, healing the body, because we do not repair ourselves unless we get into deep sleep. Light sleep, you're sleeping, you're unconscious, but you're not repairing your body. So you need that deep sleep to repair the body. Okay. So the brain is very smart. It kind of knows, like if you have a bruise on your leg or your arm, it knows where to go to start cleaning things up, right? So the body's over there to repair it. Well, when you get kicked out of deep sleep, it stops. And then as soon as you get back into deep sleep, it goes, okay, I have to go over there and fix that still. But if you have a bruise that is lasting for days, takes 5 or 6 days, most people like me, I look at a bruise, it's gone in 2 days.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But I'm sleeping and I'm getting deep sleep. For people who are not getting that deep sleep, their bruises will eventually go away.
But it's going to take longer.
It takes longer. So that quality that we're looking for is a state of rest, healing, digesting. And when we can help ourselves get into it, and that's kind of where I kind of wanted to go today, mm-hmm. because people don't realize there are things that they can do that can help themselves. Okay.
So what are some simple things?
Yoga, deep breathing.
Oh, okay.
Walking, like a nature walk. Things that singing is another one. Humming. I know you wouldn't think that, right?
No.
But these stimulate the vagus nerve. And we talk about the vagus nerve being the longest nerve in our body. And it goes right from our brain, follows our carotids, and it goes down to all our heart and organs and our stomach and our intestines. Okay. So, and that connection is what we really want to stimulate. Now, you can also go on the web. There are vagus nerve stimulators. Now, I have one in my office called a Truvaga. For people who don't know what that's like, I can demonstrate it. Mm. They're kind of pricey. They run between $500 and $600.
Okay.
I usually try to get people a discount on them. But you can go on because they've got some competitors now. And I've seen some of them advertised on TV where they kind of it wraps around their neck and it kind of sits right here at the carotids. And it'll go on and off and on and off. And that stimulates the vagus nerve as well. So these things can help get you into parasympathetic. Another one are cold plunges. Now, I'm not not a fan of the cold plunges, but I have people that are diehards. They got the little freezers. They get into the 40.
I know, but... My goodness, I don't know how these people...
But those, they do work. And then you have Wim Hof. I'm sure you've heard of him. I think he climbed Mount Everest in shorts or some crazy thing. He does cold plunges. He can... Oh, he's...
They just had that... We just had New Year's a couple weeks ago. You know that polar bear club?
Right,
every New Year's
Day,
they go out on... Why? What are they doing it for?
Well, I think they're a little crazy, but
that's
just me. I wouldn't be doing it. But
it's a good way to get sick.
I do end my showers with totally cold water.
I can't. Are you kidding me? Part of the best part of the showers, though, is to warm up.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I do
just
that.
Just take a step outside.
Yeah. Naked.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, well,
but
so anyway.
Shorts.
Yeah, so, but my point is that cold, when you stimulate the body with cold, it will push you over into parasympathetic. So that's just a couple of the simple things that we can do, right? One of the other things that I like to tell people is there are supplements that you can take.
What kind?
Like magnesium is a really big one. And I'm a real big proponent of magnesium. And you don't want to overdose it, but you have to take enough of it to help you there. So magnesium is, it helps with glucose control, right? Your blood sugar. It also helps with the coating on our nerves. And, you know, people think, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, when you're magnesium depleted, because almost every cell in our body uses magnesium, you can get depleted pretty quickly if you're in the sympathetic state all the time. So when I have people come in and they're in a lot of pain, I'm like, I need you to take some magnesium. So think about somebody who has MS, multiple sclerosis. One of the things that they have are they get some muscle weaknesses and they get pain. They get tired. There's some variety of things that happen because then the myelin sheath on the nerve, which is like the black coating on the wires that we plug into the wall. Okay. We don't want to get shocked by it. So that's like our nervous system. And then the coating on the outside kind of gets ripped away or it disintegrates. And so we have these little holes. And so the nerve don't fire the same way. And I find that people get into a lot of pain. If I can put them on Epsom salt baths, soaks, that's a magnesium infusion in the whole body, that can bring down their pain levels. I have people that I use cold lasers on. That's a whole different realm, but it also shifts them into parasympathetic. It doesn't shift them there for long, okay? So the supplements need to be I like to say methylated B vitamins, okay? So if you've never heard of that, even regular B vitamins can help with that. It's your B6, your B12, your folates. Yeah. Okay. So
it gives you energy. B12 does.
No, it kind of keeps you from going cuckoo. Because people who get their very low B12s, they kind of get confused. They sound like they're demented.
Athletes are always using B12.
I haven't heard that.
No?
Maybe. I haven't heard it. But that doesn't mean I know everything. It's a possibility. I think a high-potency B vitamin complex is the best because it gives you the broad spectrum. I'm not eating processed foods anymore, so they put all of these vitamin, quote-unquote, into, especially folate, into grains, crackers, cereals, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that gets people out of balance. That's just my two cents because we have people that eat a lot of junk food, and I'm like, okay, cautionaries. You know, you want all the B's, not just a couple of the B's, and you don't want to have it out of balance. And I talked to a woman who was doing research, because I like to go to nutraceutical conferences, and actually had breakfast with the major lecturer. Didn't know she was the lecturer because she hadn't lectured yet. You meet people at coffee. So she's like, can I join you? And I'm like, sure. So we got talking about folic acid and folates and why they're important. And they're super important during pregnancy, for sure. But you need to have a balance. And so I said, this is what I recommend. And she goes, perfect. Because we don't want to be overly weighted in certain areas on the vitamins. But the B complex is just a good way to take it. Hmm. Vitamin D is really important. So vitamin D helps get us into parasympathetic. And then there are some things like nuts and leafy greens. You know, I'm a big person on trying to have a balanced diet. And another one that I don't recommend a lot, but for certain individuals, is ashwagandha. And that sounds like a big mouthful, and some people know what it is.
I'm not even sure I know what that is.
So ashwagandha is an Indian herbal remedy, and it actually calms people down because it helps get you into parasympathetic.
Folks, you are listening to The Sleep Show along with Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. You can find her online at theburlingtondentist.com and at 860-673-7155. Let me tell you that again, 860-673-7155. I'll repeat that again more towards the end of the show as well. Yeah, tell me more about this.
Well,
I've never heard of it.
Ashwagandha is comes from India, okay, what they call the Ayurvedic type of medicine. You heard of Chinese medicine?
Sure.
Ayurvedic came from India.
Okay.
It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. So, and they have some weird name things, but then I look at their food and I don't eat any of it anyway. So, you know, for their culture, their DNA, their genetics, I think it's very compatible. And I've sat through some of those lectures. It's okay. You know, there are some people that that's how they treat their patients is through the Ayurvedic methods. Hmm. You know, are you Pitta? Are you a Vita? You know, I don't know. So for me, it's not scientific enough, but there are people that do very well with it. And the Indian culture uses a lot of it. So I get that. So, but ashwagandha in particular is one of those herbal remedies that you can put in your coffee. You can take it as a pill because it comes in a powder form. So you can take it as a pill. You can take it as a powder. You can just add it to your foods. And taken in enough on enough frequency, it really does help calm people down.
What about some of the symptoms to even let us know that our vagus nerve is out of whack?
Well, one of the biggest, because I see it with a lot of sleep patients, is acid reflux.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah, a lot of people have that. And they have what we call silent acid reflux. So gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, is something that I ask on our medical forms. And I have some people don't even know they have it. But I can look at the back of their tongue and I can tell whether they have it or not. If I start seeing some thinning of the enamel, some erosion in the mouth, then it's coming up into their mouth. And I just had this 19-year-old young man in yesterday. He is really in trouble. And mom has taken him everywhere. But the sleep physicians, they've never run a sleep study on him. So these are, and so I said to him, do you ever get a bad taste in your mouth when you're waking up? And he goes, oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. So he has some GERD. And over time, that acid reflux can cause esophageal cancer. So you do not want to have it all the time. But here's the problem. If the physicians, and I'm going to say most primary cares, the instant remedy is take Prilosec, Nexium, over-the-counter, you know, acid, stomach acid products. But they, over long term, and they were never designed to be taken every single day, they cause osteoporosis, or they can lead into osteoporosis. So I'm looking at a lot of the people that are having these problems, and they're usually
a certain age,
after 40, 50. Yeah. But I also get the younger people. So here, this young man's 19, and he already has it.
All right. So, are there foods then to help us heal?
Well, there are. So omega-3s, you know, I like to say you can take an omega-3. You want to get a good one. Molecularly distilled is a big thing because you don't want to get the PCBs and all of the toxins from the fish,
true,
right? So they kind of have a way of processing it so that you don't get those. There are some that I like better than others. You know, the krill is a really good omega-3. And there are fish oil capsules that you can take. Eating more fish, sardines, mackerel, herring. My father loved his pickle herring.
Yeah. I had a grandfather that loved herring.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So those are really helpful.
Out of a jar.
And I like sardines, and I like smoked sardines. I like smoked oysters. I'll go down to New Orleans, and you can get Oyster City. I mean,
Bender.
I love their food.
I like anchovies.
Anchovies is a part of it, but most people don't do a lot of anchovies. But those are the fishes. So salmon, another really good one, right? A fatty fish. Cod, if it's wild Atlantic cod, you know, those can be really good because they're a fatty fish. So they have more omega-3s. One of the things that some people like, and I have a couple of patients that are tea drinkers, okay?
Okay.
I particularly like a certain kind of green tea because it's very high in antioxidants. But we have others that like lavender tea and chamomile tea.
Yeah.
And what are some of the others? They get some crazy names like bedtime tea, whatever. And they work. They do work.
Really?
But the lavender tea, because lavender is an essential oil, they actually did some great studies where they diffused lavender through a hospital wing. And this was done in Britain, and it was done in, I think, the 50s or the 60s. And all of those patients slept better. Very interesting, right? So lavender, and I'm not a big fan of lavender because I don't particularly like the smell of it. But there are people that love lavender. So it's one of those things. Yeah, but I think the fatty fish is a really good choice. And I have some people that hate fish. Well, then take the capsules.
Take the supplement, yeah.
Right. And go on Amazon because they have some great things. I like one that's called a Pro Omega 3. I think that's what it's called.
What's better for you, to take the in pill form, the vitamins, or the natural vitamins out of fruits and veggies and meats?
Well, I think going to the foods is always the best because your body, so they science is very interesting. We know these work, right? And so, like, digitalis comes from foxglove, which is a flower. But how do we know it's just the digitalis? It was maybe the foxglove, when they ground it up and made an herbal tea out of it, had other components in there. So we know that the whole plant is more beneficial than the part of the plant that we think is beneficial. And those are really crazy, interesting studies that they're trying to do because it's hard to isolate all that. So I always go back to the food. So I try to eat in a way that I'm making sure I'm, like, half of my week I eat grass-fed beef, organic chicken if I'm doing chicken or turkey, and then I have my omega-3s because I love salmon.
Me too.
And,
love it.
And I eat a lot of sardines.
Do you?
Oh, sardines are great. I can make a whole
just
meal
like your dad was it? What
did he
you
did
say?
The herring.
Oh,
he did the herring. He did the pickled herring. Yeah. I mean, my mother loved the smoked oysters, but they're kind of pricey.
And oh yeah, right.
So you know, you don't do those all the time. But the sardines, you can get them at Costco. They are great sardine choices there.
I think we had this conversation once before. The amount of nutrition information that you have as well. Look at you're a dentist. You have a lot of sleep background, you know, yeah, and you yeah. studied up on that.
Yeah. I well, I did a year of integrative nutrition. I'm a certified integrative nutritionist.
And that explains that.
So a lot of that, we talk about all of the varieties of foods and the dietary, you know, theories, like why all these things work. But it helps you start to read the studies today. And when I'm reading and listening to different things, like we've come out with a whole slew of new zero-calorie sugar sweeteners like allulose that we didn't have when I went through the integrative nutrition. We had monk fruit. We had stevia. And those are more natural plants. And there are people that will tell you, oh, I hate stevia because it has an aftertaste. Well, they have a better stevia, which doesn't have the aftertaste. But I also I think monk fruit is a great thing to cook with. So when I'm making things that are gluten-free.
Never had that. I've had the stevia.
Yeah,
so they're right. It does have an aftertaste.
And the monk fruit doesn't have the aftertaste.
I guess where am I living then?
I don't know.
Under a rock. We got to wrap things up here. Folks,
wow.
I know, it always goes by fast. If you'd like more information on this topic or any of the others that we have discussed on this show, very simply, head on over to theburlingtondentist.com. Theburlingtondentist.com. By the way, if you want to zip over a quick question, a comment, a concern over to Dr. Brenner, very easy to do. Go to drbrennerradio@gmail.com. I shouldn't say go to. That's where you want to send the email to. Dr. Brenner, B-R-E-N-N-E-R. And you don't have to spell doctor out. Just drbrennerradio@gmail.com. But if you're old-fashioned like me, you just pick up the telly and you ring her up, 860-673-7155. Again, 860-673-7155. For Dr. Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to The Sleep Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.
You've been listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show here on The Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner from Burlington Dental in Burlington, Connecticut. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it throws off your whole day and your overall health. Listen to The Sleep Show every weekend at this time for a better night's sleep. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155 or visit theburlingtondentist.com.